consider making a monthly contribution. How about $10 a month? And if you're already a monthly sustainer, consider increasing your sustaining contribution by $1 or $2 a month. This is our Mic to the People pledge membership drive, our fall membership drive, and we're encouraging you. It's of course not just about the dollars that we aim to raise. We need you on support in supporting this incredible programming. You know, if you once you become a member, it's a different feeling, and you don't need to wait for the other guy. That's not your style. We know that that the only contribution that's too small is the one that you don't make. So you get now give 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and make a contribution.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster Road, open Wednesday to Monday and proudly serving Portland since 2007. Bar Carlo is a local neighborhood cafe featuring from-scratch cooking made with fresh ingredients. Lunch was provided by Hoda's Middle Eastern, located in Sunnyside at 3401 Southeast Belmont Street. Hoda's serves traditional Lebanese cuisine daily from lunch to dinner. Dinner was provided by Bocce's on 7th, located at 1728 Southeast 7th Avenue. Open Wednesday through Sunday from 4 to 9, Bocce's serves a full Italian menu. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 14th annual Dancing in the Square American Indian Day Powwow on Friday, September 27th from noon to 7 p.m. at Pioneer Courthouse Square in Portland. Dancing in the Square American Indian Day Powwow is a traditional showcase and celebration of the rich cultures of Native American, American Indian, Alaska Native communities throughout the Northwest and beyond. The event features vendors, educational booths, food, entertainment, and more. Again, that's the 14th annual Dancing in the Square American Indian Day Powwow on Friday, September 27th from noon to 7 p.m. With grand entry at 3:30 p.m., the powwow will be at Pioneer Courthouse Square, 701 Southwest 6th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
I'm sure you don't remember me.
And now it's been 10 years. I'm still wondering who to be.
And I'd love to mix in circles, cliques, and social coteries. That's me. Hand me my nose ring.
Can we be happy?
Show me the mosh pit.
Can we be happy?
Hello, this is Luke with the Youth Collective. The theme of the month is phones, and our first piece is by Virgil.
I have, on multiple occasions, been accused of doing stand-up comedy. I say accused because that was not my intention, and quite frankly, I'd had no intentions besides making sure that nobody remembered what happened ever. So needless to say, having my family approach me telling me I should do stand-up months after the fact was not pleasant. At the time of my alleged first, and only to this day, stand-up performance, I was barely 14 and what we in the business like to call a complete and utter moron. Not to say I was stupid or anything, but I wouldn't have remembered to do my homework if it broke down my door and started beating me with a baseball bat. I was forgetful. I say was like I'm so much better now. I am forgetful. Just like birds were born knowing to fly south for the winter, I was born like, you guys, I think I forgot my suitcase. Like most people in this day and age, my phone is pretty damn important to me. It's how I find out which bus I can take to school. It's how I communicate with people. And it's where I keep most, if not all, of my important documents. Everything from essays to random thoughts I have at odd hours in the morning when I wake up with the insatiable urge to make horrible, horrible jokes. It's extremely likely that it's my most valuable possession, especially with my aforementioned forgetfulness problem. It makes my life just that much easier. For instance, when I was supposed to tell jokes at my aunt's wedding last January, instead of having to come up with something original and funny and actually memorize it, I could just rip jokes off of Google and then write them down in my notes app, and then forget about them until the day of the ceremony. Innovation at its finest! Now, let me take you back to 2018. More specifically, the first few days of 2018. Now imagine that you're an unnecessarily anxious teenager who can barely remember their own phone password and has been running on 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night for the last week. That was me. I was still recovering from barely escaping 2017's Angry Maws Alive, and all of that on top of the jet lag from flying 6 hours outside my hometown for a wedding right after Christmas while in the middle of the most stereotypical high school drama ever imagined, and in the beginning stages of an addiction to yerba mate that would proceed to haunt me for years after the fact, I think it's pretty clear to say that I was in absolutely no way prepared to do anything besides hide in my room forever. All of that being said, I was absolutely not going to back down on my promise to tell jokes at the reception. I just wasn't. It was a pretty casual thing, so my plan was just to memorize everything the day of, as it was all happening pretty late, and that was somewhat reasonable, I guess. I don't know. However, if you haven't gotten an uncomfortably detailed understanding of my psyche by now, let me remind you that I'm in no way a functioning human being, and because of that, as always, I forgot! At this point, it's around 8 or 9 p.m., probably 15 or so minutes before I'm supposed to go on stage, and I had undoubtedly eaten myself into a food coma, nearly fallen asleep at my table at least twice, all while mindlessly scrolling through the Instagram Explore page. My mom asks me if I have my jokes memorized. My jokes! I most likely panicked momentarily before remembering that I have them all written down on my precious little electronic rectangle. My precious little electronic rectangle that's at 1% battery. It died right in my hands as I pulled up the documents where my jokes were written. More tragic than Shakespeare. My jokes! My precious, hand-picked from Boomer Comic Con Google image search jokes! And just like that, it was time. My aunt called me up to stage, her voice like my alarm clock on the day I'm supposed to be executed. This stage where I would be telling jokes for the entirety of my extended family to see. So I stood up from my seat and slowly began leaving my table to approach the stage. My mom oh so quietly asks me just what the word I can't say on the radio I'm going to do. I stop. I turn to face her. I look her dead in her terrified hazel eyes, and I shrug. And with all of that, I turn back around and begin my walk of shame to the stage. Thanks to some feat of magic or God or my brain only hating me 99% of the time, the rest of the night past this point is completely gone from my memory. But to this day, every time I see that part of my family, at least one person tells me how I should do stand-up. And I gotta say, as humiliating as it was, and as much as I denied it, as someone who at the time had horrible self-esteem, it felt pretty good to have people complimenting me all the time. Now, of course, I have the confidence of Gordon Ramsay in a Burger King, but I don't think that anybody can complain about having their ego stroked. So the moral of the story is, if you want to improve your self-esteem, just be the idiot you were born to be, and good things will follow. This has been Virgil for the Cable Youth Collective.
Thank you, Virgil. And now, time for our next piece by Luna.
Hello, hello, one and all listening in. This is your host, Chelsea Marlowe, coming to you live from my cozy little studio outside the city. This is my usual little advice column. I am here for your thoughts and worries, lovely listeners. With the recent, let's just say, prevalence of interruptions of my broadcast, I'm not going to waste any time. The first question comes from Harold, and he says, "Dear Chelsea, what is the meaning of life?" Hello? Chelsea speaking. Gable, mister, you do realize what time it is? And what I do at this current moment every week? Why I can't be on the phone? Fine, fine. Black coffee, 4 shots, add loose leaf chamomile and the blood of a non-virgin, please, and thank you. He's so frustrating sometimes. Anyway, the meaning of life. Let me tell you a secret, Harold. The world is massive. The universe even more so. And meaning is a word made up by dolphins attempting to put humanity into an existential trance so they can do whatever they want in the absence of human activity. So, the meaning of life is fake. Also, leave dolphins alone. They won't forget what you do to them. Next question. Gable, this better be really, really important. I am on air. I'll take the coffee the way it is. Goodbye, Gable. Next question. And this one's from Maisie. Oh, you're Carl's friend, aren't you? If you're listening, can you tell him hi for me? I can't visit him. I'm slightly held captive by the station. But I'd love for him to come down to the station the next time we pop into your reality. Anyway, let's not get off track, darlings. Maisie says, Dear Chelsea, please stop trying to contact Carl. I don't think you're doing him any favors. He's always been impulsive, but he's legitimately convinced that he's going to save you from the station. And I don't think he can. I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't get help if it's true you're an actual person and not a figment of the station, but you are literally tied to a force powerful enough to break time and space. Carl is only human. He can't go up against that. I don't care if he emails you. I don't even care if he's hanging out with your co-host or whatever. Just don't let him put himself in danger. Thanks, Maisie. Well, that's a lot to take in, Maisie. Carl's really trying to... You know what? I'm going to email you back.
Oops, looks like we played the wrong version there. So here is the right version.
Hello, hello, one and all listening in. This is your host, Chelsea Marlowe, coming to you live from my cozy little studio outside the city. This is my usual little advice column. I am here for your thoughts and worries, lovely listeners. With the recent, let's just say, prevalence of interruptions of my broadcast, I'm not going to waste any time. The first question comes from Harold, and he says, Dear Chelsea, what is the meaning of life? Hello? Chelsea speaking.
Chelsea, real quick, what was your coffee order? I'm in line and I think the guy in front of me is almost done ordering.
Gable, mister, you do realize what time it is? And what I do at this current moment every week? Why I can't be on the phone?
No, I know, you're on air, but it's not like your shows are ever on track anyway, and I completely forgot your coffee order, and you get really fussy when it's wrong.
Fine, fine. Black coffee, 4 shots, add loose leaf chamomile and the blood of a non-virgin, please, and thank you.
I don't think I can get that last thing out of Dutch Bros, but okay, see you soon. Okay, weird request, but if someone bleeds into a drink, is it instantly thrown out, or can the customer still have it? What?
He's so frustrating sometimes. Anyway, the meaning of life. Let me tell you a secret, Harold. The world is massive. The universe even more so. And meaning is a word made up by dolphins attempting to put humanity into an existential trance so they can do whatever they want in the absence of human activity. So, the meaning of life is fake. Also, leave dolphins alone. They won't forget what you do to them. Next question. Gable, this better be really, really important.
So, I couldn't get the blood, but if you're really that insistent, I could just bleed in your coffee. Not sure if that makes things weird.
I am on air.
I know, I just need to make sure.
I'll take the coffee the way it is. Goodbye, Gable.
Oh, thank God.
Next question. And this one's from Maisie. Oh, you're Carl's friend, aren't you? If you're listening, can you tell him hi for me? I can't visit him. I'm slightly held captive by the station. But I'd love for him to come down to the station the next time we pop into your reality. Anyway, let's not get off track, darlings. Maisie says, Dear Chelsea, please stop trying to contact Carl. I don't think you're doing him any favors. He's always been impulsive, but he's legitimately convinced that he's going to save you from the station. And I don't think he can. I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't get help if it's true you're an actual person and not a figment of the station, but you are literally tied to a force powerful enough to break time and space. Carl is only human. He can't go up against that. I don't care if he emails you. I don't even care if he's hanging out with your co-host or whatever. Just don't let him put himself in danger. Thanks, Maisie. Well, that's a lot to take in, Maisie. Carl's really trying to... You know what? I'm going to email you back, not respond on air. I'm tired of my show getting sidetracked, even if it's with Carl. I am a professional, and I will act professionally. Gable, if you call me live one more time, I will put a worm in your bed while you're sleeping.
Chelsea.
And then I'll... Wait, who is this?
This is Carl. Devoted listener, Carl.
Oh! Oh, hi! I am so, so sorry about that little mistaken identity a second ago. Gable's been a real nuisance today. I got a message from your little friend.
Yeah, Maisie.
She was trying to warn me that you had plans to get me out of the station.
Yeah, I do, but,
Oh, I can't believe it! I haven't left the station in, well, an indefinite amount of time. I barely even remember the person I was before the station remade me.
That's not why I'm calling.
Huh?
Gable wants to know if you're okay with a plain black cup of coffee, because he spilled the first one.
Carl, darling, put Gable on the line, please.
Okay.
Well, dear, darling, lovely listeners, I have some personal, loud, angry berating to attend to, so I'm going to cut the broadcast short. Stay lively, listeners, and stay alive, and never, ever call people that you know are busy or you won't stay alive for long.
Hi, my name is Mika. I'm 14 years old, and I'm a sophomore.
And my name's Luna. I am 17, and I'm a senior.
I really enjoy KBOO because I find it really empowering. I love the process of researching and then putting in time and effort, and then seeing those results and seeing it play on air in a room of teens. That's really empowering for me.
I like having access to equipment and to mentors, just things I wouldn't have access to otherwise, so I can create what I want to create and actually have an audience for it, even when I play the wrong CD.
For me, another thing is I really enjoy the community. From the first day I came, everyone was really welcoming, and especially when we have our meetings in the very first 15 minutes, everyone's really funny, and it's always a really great time. But without funding, we cannot. It's not always easy to keep the community running and together.
KBOO is community funded, and it takes people like you to make things like this happen. You can call and donate, or you can donate by calling 877-500-5266 or donating online at kboo.fm/give.
You can make a goal to donate towards KBOO every month. A goal we have is $10 a month. If you could put that towards KBOO, we would always appreciate that.
Again, that is 877-500-5266 or donate online at kboo.fm/give. Thank you.
Thank you, Mika and Luna. The next thing we have is Payphone by Maroon 5.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah, I know it's hard to remember the people we used to be. It's even harder to picture that you're not here next to me. You say it's too late to make it, but is it too late to try? And in that time that you wasted, all of our bridges burned out. I've wasted my nights. You turned out the light.
That was Payphone by Maroon 5. I think I have that right. Yes. Okay, up next we have a piece by Mika.
Hi, my name is Mika. Oh, hi. I will be giving you information about phones that I found really interesting. So first, cell phones, according to several studies, have 20 to 30 times more bacteria than what has been found in a toilet bowl. This is pretty gross to me because toilets and bathrooms are what we perceive to be the dirtiest places. Also, according to other studies, cell phones have 18 more times bacteria than toilet handles. And again, this is a pretty disgusting statistic to think about. There's also an addiction to mobile phones. This is called nomophobia. Around 200,000 million human beings suffer from this phobia. Here's what the phobia is. It's the fear of certain people who are afraid to leave their home without their mobile phone. And the fear of generally being without a phone. This is really, really interesting to me. I know that this phobia could stem from a multitude of things, but I'm wondering if it's just like FOMO, a fear of missing out, and if our phone is our only way or our biggest way of connection in this day and age. If people don't have their phone, do they think they're not going to get notifications on time, or they can miss opportunities or events? Also, realistically, in this day and age, I can see why people stress about not having their phones on them, as again, it is a main source of communication. People could worry about not getting notifications that are really important or not getting urgent information when they're supposed to, which is pretty instantaneously. There's also this other term I found online called ringxiety, which I guess is a mashup of the words ring and anxiety to make ringxiety. This is used to describe the feeling of hearing a phone when it's not actually ringing. Or, according to another source, it said ringxiety is the phenomenon of mistakenly hearing one's cell phone ringing or even vibrating. This is really, really crazy to me because sometimes when I'm daydreaming or not really thinking about anything in particular, I can start hearing a cell phone ringing and I snap out of it and I really listen and there's nothing going on. It also happens when I hear some sort of vibrating sound of any sort, I just assume it's a cell phone. I find that really crazy that phones are such a big part of our life now that when we hear a ping sound or a vibration, we assume or we tend to assume that it's a phone. And I feel like that's hardwired in my brain, at least. I also found this term called phubbing, P-H-U-B-B-I-N-G, which describes the behavior of a person who ignores everything around them, including other human beings, while they are using their mobile phone. Because phones have become so addictive, so consuming, I see why that would become a term, because it happens all the time. It's really, really hard to get the attention of someone who's lost in a YouTube video or lost reading an article or playing a game on their phone. It's really, really all-consuming. Also, I think this is an unfortunate part of our very technologically focused society. I think that we start to lose contact and even the strength of relationships with those around us when we are having more device interaction than actual in-person interaction. But that's just me. So, yeah, those are my facts and how I feel about them. Thank you so much for listening, and this has been Mika from KBOO.
Hello, KBOO. This is Thomas.
This is Andrew.
And today we're going to talk to you about something really important to us. We're going to be talking about the KBOO Youth Collective and just KBOO in general. And, you know, what makes it important to us? So what makes KBOO important to you, Andrew?
I think what really sells it for me is you're going to be hearing this a lot, but the community. Because, you know, I don't know. I go to school and I have like a mediocre day. It's school. But then I can come here and relax a little bit and hang out, and it's a great time.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, for me, it's a great way to have a nice ending to my day when I've spent the entire day at a Starbucks stressing out what I want to do for university. So it's pretty great having a place where, you know, I get to feel comfortable and everything. But, you know, why are we saying this to you? Well, what's important about this is we need your help. We're a community radio station. We can't do things on our own. We need your help.
Yeah, and that help can most often come in the form of a donation to KBOO. So you can do that right now if you'd like. You can call 877-500-5266 or...
Or you can go to kboo.fm/give. And if you go here, you can give us any amount of money you're willing to give, but, you know, anything from $15 to $20 even, enough for just a couple coffees, could really, really help us out because we need money to do this. And also, if you go online, you get to see a bunch of the merchandise you'll be able to get if you do donate to us. There's hoodies, there's sweatshirts, there's bags, there's lots of different stuff.
Yeah, and it's really so much that you're supporting here. It's not just the community, but it's also supporting helping young people like myself and Thomas learn really valuable skills. I know that this really helps with me learning time management, sound editing, really practical skills.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, even just taking a step back from the Youth Collective, the KBOO radio station is just a great cause, you know. It really helps. The money really helps us give a voice to people who might not have a voice and get to talk about issues that need to be talked about. You know, with my pieces being a bit more on the serious side, it's nice to have a place where I can have my voice heard, and definitely I know it's great for other people to have their voices heard too.
Yeah, definitely. So your donations, which you can give by calling 877-500-5266.
Or going to kboo.fm/give.
Really help us continue to keep KBOO going and keep help us give more back to the community.
Exactly. So one more time, that's 877-500-5266.
And kboo.fm/give.
Thank you.
Thank you. Up next, we have a piece by Andrew.
The first telephone, which we may imagine as boring and far less sophisticated than our current telephone, which it is, still has a history fraught with technological advancements and intense feuds between scientists. Alexander Graham Bell was born on March 3, 1847. His mother was deaf, and later in life, as was his wife. This is what initially led to his interest and study of acoustics. Alicia Gray, slightly less well known, was born on August 2, 1835. 12 years before the birth of Alexander Bell, the man who is to just beat out his patent for the telephone. But we aren't quite there yet. Gray was a scientist and a tinkerer, and he was specifically interested in electricity. His very first patent, one of many to come, was for an improved telegraph relay in 1867. In the coming years, he would eventually work on a design for a telephone in parallel to Bell, neither sharing many ideas, but often suspecting the other, as few people were working in electric sound at the time. The semi-rivalry came to a head on February 14th, when both had their designs submitted to the patent office within hours of each other. Gray had submitted his with a caveat that would have made his unique to that of Bell's, if not for a hotly debated last-minute addition to Bell's patent that included a liquid transmitter, the same caveat that Gray had added. Some believe that the inventor added the liquid transmitter after seeing Gray's designs, while others point to some history of Bell having worked with liquid transmitters in other capacities as evidence that this was not based on the theft of Gray's ideas. As it's so well known, I imagine you already know the outcome of this dispute. Gray didn't come up with enough substantial evidence to show that he had been the original inventor, as Bell already had worked from 3 years with other uses of liquid transmitters. 3 days later, Bell transmitted the first telephone call to the next room, saying to his assistant, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you." And the rest is history.
That was Andrew with this month's theme of phones. And up next, still with the theme of phones, we have Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby?
Hi there, my name is Maeve with the KBOO Youth Collective. You're listening to The Underground, and this month's theme is, as undoubtedly you have heard, phones. I'm here to tell you a little bit about what we do at KBOO, how this works, how we can keep it working for the future. First of all, the KBOO Youth Collective was founded in 2003. I was not remotely old enough to speak on the radio, or hardly at all at the time. So obviously we have some history here. We have undergone some changes over the years, and the Youth Collective is ever shifting given who is attending. We have a really great opportunity here to create all sorts of broadcasting, all sorts of programming. On the Underground, you will hear anything from radio plays to spoken word poetry to live radio drama. We have played games of Two Truths and a Lie on air before. We have done karaoke live on air. You will also hear journalistic reporting pieces, reporting on current events, opinion pieces, movie, book, and other media reviews, etc., all done by members of our collective, all under 21 years old. We're dedicated to creating a culture of creativity and community here at KBOO, and it has been really important to me and important to my growing both up and growing as a person. I've been part of the Youth Collective since, it's been a moment. I joined when I was just barely 14, and I am now 18. Duet has been a wild ride, and I would so love to be off. I would so love to be able to offer that same experience to other kids who come into our station for years and years to come. But we can't do that without a little bit of support from all of our fantastic friends, such as you out in the audience. So, what I would love for you to do is to call 877-500-5266 to donate to us, help keep our programs running, help keep KBOO on the air, help keep the underground on the air. Alternatively, you can donate online at kboo.fm/give. $60 a year is just $5 a month, and you get awesome exclusive KBOO merch. We have a really good logo, may I just say. Our logo looks awesome on hoodies, it looks awesome on tote bags, it looks awesome on beanies. So get yourself some cool KBOO merch and help support our programming. Almost had it there. Thank you so much. You're listening to KBOO Portland. This is The Underground. Call 877-500-5266.
Thank you, Maeve. And I also just want to say thank you. Maeve is actually the person that got me into the Youth Collective. And, you know, this is a great time to mention that, since we're trying to get more exposure for this and get more people into this. Next, we have a piece by me about phones. Here we go.
RoboCop, Geordi LaForge, and Darth Vader, all three of them, are beings that are more than just human. The thing that makes them all similar? They are all cyborgs. But what exactly is a cyborg? Well, cyborg is short for a cybernetic organism, and what this means is that cyborgs are interfaced with technology to modify themselves or change them. Does that sound familiar to you at all? Well, here, let me explain. So, when smartphones came around, people originally weren't so addicted to them as they are now. And I personally don't want to take a stance on smartphone addiction, but you have to realize, any time we need assistance, any time there's a question we need to answer, where's the first place we go? It's gonna be your phone, right? See, we are already interfacing ourselves with technology. Sure, we're not directly connected to it, and there's not a computer in our brain. As opposed to a neural connection, this is a visual and auditory connection. We receive the information through our eyes and through our ears, as opposed to directly into our brain. And how do we output information? Well, it's kind of inefficient, but using your thumbs, using your fingers on a keyboard, anything like that. We are interfacing ourselves with technology. Online, you can find the answer to every question answered by mankind. And that gets you to think, is codependency to technology really a bad thing? Think about it. In our pockets, we have more computing power than all of NASA had in 1969 during the moon landing. In our pockets, we can get more information than the President of the United States had 20 years ago.
I just find that amazing.
If you think about it, we are so much further than we were 10, 20, 30 years ago. If you look back, we still consider it as our time, though. We think of the 80s, 90s, or 2000s as our time. Back then, I sure wasn't. We still don't see it as this very different age, because it's still the modern era, right? Well, not really, because now that we have the ability to access information on demand, something we didn't have 15, 20 years ago, we are able to make leaps and bounds as a society. And what happens? People think that smartphones and technology is the bane of humanity. But you have to realize, technology and technological advances are gonna happen whether you like it or not. That's just how it works. And while addiction is always a problem with anything, whether it's drugs, whether it's video games, whether it's television, whether it's even coffee, there are so many things we can get addicted to so easily, but these are habits. This isn't the fault of whatever the addiction is targeted towards. So, I want you to start thinking, are we cyborgs? We sure do interface with technology a lot. We sure do use it all the time. To gather information, to put out information, for entertainment, anything. So think about that. Think about what we really are. Think about how we can use this to our advantage to make our society better. Ignorance leads to division, and division will destroy humanity. So start thinking about this. Maybe you could do some research. Maybe you could do anything like that. And just realize technological advances help us more than you can imagine. Thank you. Thank you, me. That was a piece I made. Now is a song, Creating God by Avenged Sevenfold.
We're creating God, master of our design. My name is Virgil, and I'm a member of the Cable Youth Collective. I've been coming here for years, and I gotta say, it's one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had. See, one of my passions is talking about myself. And here at the Youth Collective, we can make our pieces about whatever we want, so I can talk about myself for 10 minutes, and a whole radio audience has to listen to it. That's why you should donate to the Cable Youth Collective. It is entirely donation-based, so we aren't sponsored. Nobody pays us to play their advertisements, which means we can't do anything without donations from our listeners. So please, donate to the cable radio station. It's truly an awesome experience. And for give us $5 a month. Call 877-500-5266 right now. Or donate online at kboo.fm/give. That's call 877-500-5266 or donate online at kboo.fm/give.
Please allow Virgil to make more content about himself. I enjoy it greatly. Many people enjoy it greatly. Allow Virgil's rabid fans to continue on for generations. We need your help.
That's
them, you guys. That's Virgil's rabid fans.
Thank you so much, everyone. So yeah, donate to KBOO so I can continue to talk about myself on live air. Again, call 877-500-5266 or donate online at kboo.fm/give.
It would mean a lot to all of us, but mostly Virgil's rabid fans.
Bye.
And next up, coincidentally, as long as I am on this mic and speaking to all of you, the next piece is actually one of my own. It's another installment in the Interhaven Weekly Informer series, but this is a one-off episode. Since for the pledge drive, we do not have our usual time slot. It's a little bit shorter. It's a little bit stranger. Enjoy.
Progress report number 4. Progress report. Am I doing this right? Testing 1, 2, 3. Oh, wrong button. Progress report number 4. Let me begin by apologizing for my lack of competence. The new equipment is a little daunting. Seems like a lot of trouble to go through just for security, but never mind. Report number 4, subject number 9 reporting. Darius Aphelion, incoming junior bureau agent. I hope I'm in the right recording pod. The sleep training is going smoothly, I think. I'm not sure what the standard is since I'm, you know, it's been 48 hours, 72 hours. I've lost track again. But it seems that I can go longer and longer these days. That's a good sign, right? The night vision hasn't kicked in yet. I don't know if that's my fault or my eyesight is as poor as ever. My hearing has to be off the civilian charts by now, though. Not that there's much to hear. I'm not sure if this is the best place for feedback on the program, but, well, I completely respect all of the Bureau's decisions in regards to their own training regimes. Just the isolation is a little much. That's all. Yesterday, 2 days ago, last week, I don't know. The other day, a crow came to my window. That's not so strange. But I heard its wings beating before it landed. I heard a crow's wing beats across a room from behind an inch of bulletproof glass. I could hardly believe myself. I sat with my back to the corner for the rest of that afternoon, if it was afternoon. Like I said, I'm losing track. I just watched through the window. The crow stayed for a long time, maybe watching me back. So, the hearing thing is working. Is the time loss intentional? I mean, that sounded abrasive. I'm just wondering why subjects can't have, I don't know, a calendar, a clock? Just spitballing here. I should probably stop. Guess that's it. If I could just find the off button. I just...
Company is coming and I've used all of my produce vouchers for the month!
Be honest, how many times has this been you? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Vegemore is on its way to a market near you. Its arrival is imminent. It is en route. There is no hope. There is nothing you can do except purchase 2 containers of Vegemore for the price of 1 for the next 2 weeks. Vegemore, the all-new fruit and vegetable substitute. It's like vegetables, but more. To order in advance.
I'm not sure I... Am I in the right recording pod? I feel like someone would have told me if... Okay, I'm concluding this here. This is progress report number 4. Subject number 9. Darius Aphelion. Incoming junior bureau agent.
The Interhaven Weekly Informer was created by Maeve Z in association with Ryan Opiala Young and is written and hosted by Maeve Z. Darius is voiced by Paige Murphy. The voice of Universicorp is James Rain. I'm James.
Hi.
KBOO is a very important thing to all of us. That is something that I hope we have expressed throughout this program today. It is a place where all of us are allowed to be ourselves, express ourselves, be creative, and generally just have a great time with the middling and fleeting free time that us young people have. And as such, we call you to action. We implore you to commit your hard-earned cash to this radio station in order to ensure that we can both continue what we are doing and that you can continue receiving the quality content that you tune in for every week. Every month, I should say, but also every week. It really depends on your schedule and your listening time. But either way, We once again, we invite you to continue supporting the content creators here at the KBOO Youth Collective and at KBOO that you love, and to donate to KBOO through either calling 877-500-5266 or donate online at kboo.fm/give. Thank you. Good night.
Good night, James. Now, I want to thank everyone for listening to The Underground. The Underground is hosted every 4th Wednesday by the KBOO Youth Collective, and we meet every Wednesday at the KBOO radio station at 6 p.m. to plan our show. If you're interested in getting involved, come on down or call our youth advocate, Aaron Yankee, at 503-231-8032, extension 221, or email youth@kboo.org. We also do a music show, Youth Randomonium, which airs the second Friday of every month from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're always looking for music by anyone under 21 of any style. And check out our website at kboo.fm/theunderground or kboo.fm/youth. Next up is Hard Knock Radio, and thank you for listening.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster Road, open Wednesday to Monday and proudly serving Portland since 2007. Bar Carlo is a local neighborhood cafe featuring from-scratch cooking made with fresh ingredients. Lunch was provided by Hoda's Middle Eastern, located in Sunnyside at 3401 Southeast Belmont Street. Hoda's serves traditional Lebanese cuisine daily from lunch to dinner. Dinner was provided by Bocce's on 7th, located at 1728 Southeast 7th Avenue. Open Wednesday through Sunday from 4 to 9, Bocce serves a full Italian menu. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of A Night with Heather Booth on Saturday, September 28th at 5 p.m. at the Mount Hood Community College Theater in Gresham. Heather Booth is an organizer and activist for progressive politics. A Night with Heather Booth features a screening of the documentary film Heather Booth Changing the World, a Q&A with Heather after the film, and a panel discussion with local organizers from a broad cross-section of community groups. Again, that's A Night with Heather Booth on Saturday, September 28th at 5 p.m. at the Mount Hood Community College Theater at Northeast 29th and Kane Drive in Gresham. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Eco Film Festival. From Thursday, September 26th, through Sunday, September 28th, at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. The Portland Eco Film Festival showcases films about nature, the environment, outdoor pursuits, and eco-conscious living. This four-day festival features films such as The Man of the Trees, Our Trails 2, Damned to Extinction, Hike the Divide, a conversation about climate action on the Continental Divide Trail, and many, many more. Again, that's the Portland Eco Film Festival, Thursday, September 26th through Sunday, September 28th at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. Individual screening times and other information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Time is now 7 o'clock. Up next is Hard Knock Radio, but first, this message from KBOO. KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Seattle Theater Group, presenting English indie rocker and former frontman for The Smiths, Morrissey, with special guests Interpol, live at Moda Center's Theater of the Clouds on September 30th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, check.